Kelvin McAvoy, which one's your best for our punters out there today, Kelvin?
I think Festus is a very good colt.
Matt Kamani.
KU is also a good chance, and she's been working really well.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Festivus into KU the place.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Festivus just on the line. Barhash, three lengths on the line to either Hilverston or KLU.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Betcha we do. No racing Victoria this week, but we're heading up to Sydney today. We're racing on the Kenzo at Randwick.
Sort of metropolitan Sydney action today.
It's nice to be able to say Kenzo. I've never had to say Kenzo on the early mail, so that's good business. So what's the track condition, Whitey, please?
Well, at the moment, we can tell you that the rail will be in the true position. The track condition is a good four with a penetrometer of 4.77. And fine weather is expected in Sydney today.
Righto, so that's good business for racing. Bjorn Baker's got a handful, more than a handful, in action today on the Kenzo. Love saying it. Bjorn, good morning.
Morning, guys. Good to hear from you.
Good on you. Great to have you with us. Now, I'm pretty disappointed, Bjorn. I must admit, you've let me down today. Eight races and you've only got runners in seven of them. What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a few runners. I haven't got one in the staying race, unfortunately, but... it's always good to have runners, especially on any city track. So, no, we're in, the more runners you've got, the more darts we can throw, and hopefully one can hit.
Makes perfect sense to me. Let's have a look at some of those runners. Race one, number 14, is Perkova, who is, this is a two-year-old maiden race, who's a Per Encanto filly. Well-schooled, had six trials through its build-up to this stage. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I like her. She looks really good. I think early on she probably trialled on well on better track, so it's been, sort of been hard to get a guide on her, but I think the good track should suit her today. She's drawn a bit awkwardly, so she'll probably go back. She'll need luck, but she goes okay.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Race one, number 14, Perkova. Race two, number three, Da Nang Stars, trying to break its maiden status after two cracks at it. Was second at Kembla Grange last time out. Can we go one better today?
Yeah, he just missed it last time out over 1,000, so he's sort of out the back door. So he's got to jump today. Hopefully he can be closer, but I think he's really well. He looks good. He's in good order. He's ready to run a really good 1,100.
I don't know. If we get the jump, we might be onto something there. Race 2, number 3, Da Nang Star. Race 4, number 3. Now, you might need to help me out with this pronunciation of this name. Is it Kulia? Kulia?
Kulia. Yeah, Kulia. It's only going to get better from here too, but he's two from two. He's really put his hand up on top of the ground today. He's probably another question mark. I'd probably love it to be a little bit further, but from gate two, hopefully he doesn't have to be a clear last. Hopefully he can be sort of midfield or just behind it. If that's the case, he'll hit the line hard.
It's 1,100 he's won at the last couple of starts. Is there scope for further distance, or was this 1,200 sort of see him out?
Yeah, I think he'll probably appreciate sort of 1,400 a mile in time. So I'm just wondering, it may be on the short side today, particularly early in the day on the Kenzo.
That's cute. Race 5, number 2, Brazen Gem, is out of the inside gate today. Fourth run back in this campaign. It's been sort of midfield in the three runs to date. What's happened with Brazen Gem?
Yeah, I thought first up she was really good. That was a strong Saturday race, and then wet tracks have had a big impact. So I think back on top of the ground, you'll see a different horse. James McDonald goes on a good gait. She'll be positive. I think she's ready to run a race.
That's at race 5, number 2, Brazen Gem. Race 6, number 1, Matoa Takpi. That's not an easy one to say either, Bjorn. You're hurting me this morning.
that's the one I was thinking about. It's taken me about 5 years to learn his name. So he's a tough one, Matoa Takpi. He's well. He's sort of back from Saturday grade as well. He tends to like a firmer track. He's drawn a tad awkwardly, but we may give him the option to roll forward and leave it up to Josh Parr. But I think with the big weight, if he has any luck in running, he shouldn't be too far away.
All right. Race 7, number 2, Miss Einstein's in action today. Last start winner out of Barrier 11. Very firm favourite at the tab. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, I think so. The race sort of set up well for her last time on a wet track. They went really quick and she got back and sort of finished over the top. So today we probably need a fair bit of speed on, and there's a bit of breeze around for her to really get over the top. So she's a mare I've always thought a lot of. I think James was impressed with her last time. He stays with her, which is always a big positive. And she's definitely in there as a good chance. She's in great order.
And then your last one is race 8, number 2, Exotic Ruby. James in the saddle on this occasion as well. And back on some firm ground, which seems to suit the horse.
Yeah, I think she's another one that's just been looking for a firm track. She's been running very consistently and good races on Saturday on wet tracks. So I think back to Wednesday, drawn gate one with McDonald on, she's got plenty of ticks.
Righto. Now, this sounds like a pretty good card for us, Bjorn. What we do around here is we have a dollar on the best of the day. What have you got for us as your best?
Oh, is it a dollar? Is that all?
Well, we can go all up. We can sort of place it all up. We can do anything. Yeah.
We work 360 days a year, Randy. It's a lot of money we're going to fork out eventually.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, we need you to be putting more onto that to help the state money.
That's true.
But I like, I'd probably go Exotic Ruby from gate one on a good track. So she's a pick of them.
Well, we'll take it, 340. If there was a second dollar, if I had a little, a fan one amongst the seats at home on the couch, what would that go on?
Brazen Gem.
Righto, I'm happy with that. We'll play that game. Let's play race 8, number 2, and race 5, number 2. Exotic Ruby and Brazen Gem for Bjorn Baker on the Kenzo up at Randwick today. Great to have you a part of our program, Bjorn. Really appreciate your insight. Good luck.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Good luck.